Welcome back, DC fans, to DC Talk, episode number 37, recorded here on April 7th of 2019, the wonderful year of Shazam. I am Mike, your incredible host, but I have to have a more incredible host with me, and that is Carrie. What's up?
I don't know that I can handle being more incredible than you are, or at least I don't think my ego can handle that.
That's true. No, nobody else can be as incredible as me.
But that's a little too much ego for you though. So I guess if someone has to be more incredible, it should probably be me. Ooh. I at least know how to keep my ego in check.
I agree. I don't. That's okay. Carrie, have you watched anything interesting this weekend?
Well,
or this week? Besides, you know what?
Wait, what do you mean besides you know what?
Well, obviously the normals. And we had a little extra movie
to watch
in the theaters.
Right. So I watched Shazam this morning.
Shazam.
And that was fun. We're going to be talking about that later, right?
Yes, we're going to talk about that at the end of this podcast. We'll put a spoiler warning so that
excellent.
Those people who know, turn it off if you haven't seen it. If you haven't seen it, your life is miserable. You have no hope right now, so you need to go watch it and then come back and listen to our spoiler. Well, you do have hope. It's just...
But, you know, you may not have as much joy as we do.
That's right.
Because that was so much fun. Anyway.
I know.
We will get to that.
Habanero pepper beef jerky. Come on, guys. I mean, it's better than having that.
I'm too much of a gringa for that.
Well, I've been watching... so, obviously, you know, the shows have been off this week. I'm still a little behind. I haven't seen Cloak and Dagger yet.
Watching something that I've been bugging you about lately.
So, I officially do not want to listen to any more vinyl records the rest of my life. So I started watching Constantine this week, and I've only seen the first three episodes. So I've still got a few left.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to getting into the rest of it and finishing it. I'm pretty sure I can finish because I still got 2 weeks left, I believe, before shows come back on.
Yeah, there's only 13 episodes, so...
Right. So once I catch up, I got to watch the show Abby's from last week, the new episode, which is like a newer millennial version of Cheers. I have to watch a couple other episodes, and then I need to catch up on Cloak and Dagger.
Cloak and Dagger is really good. I caught the first two episodes on Hulu.
I know. I haven't done it yet. So hopefully tomorrow I can like catch up and start binging on some Constantine again and get that finished. I did watch Venom this week. So my list is kind of backlogged.
It's my list is backlogged too. I finally watched Mary Poppins Returns last night.
I can finally
check that one off my list.
But yes, I've been watching Constantine. I made a promise. I made a promise to you that I would. And I made a promise to Andrew that I'd watch Expanse. So I have to finish Constantine before the main shows come back.
But you're liking it so far?
I am liking it. It's different. I can almost see why they canceled it.
It's a bit disturbing, yes.
Right. I could see kind of why they canceled it. But it's enjoyable for me. I like it. It's good to see him as a younger actor.
Yeah, and it's almost it. If not for the fact that it was an NBC show, they almost could have had some kind of crossover with Lucifer because Lucifer and I think Lucifer and Constantine have crossed paths in the comics. Once or twice.
Nice.
Yeah.
that would have been interesting. No, I guess who else I saw this week, though?
What?
I was watching Scrubs again. I started Scrubs over with my wife.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm watching it again, I see a guy, and I'm like, this guy looks familiar. It's JD's, the character JD. I don't know if you've ever seen the show.
No.
But it's his brother comes to visit him, and I'm like, this guy looks familiar. Well, earlier last season, I see Brendan Fraser. I'm like, ha, 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 robot man. And it's has nothing to do with it.
Nice.
But this guy, I'm like, he looks familiar. And I kept thinking, and it finally clicked. That's Tom Cavanaugh.
Oh, nice.
A very skinny, younger Tom Cavanaugh in early 2000s on Scrubs. I'm like, ooh, okay.
Nice.
So
very
it was
cool.
It was interesting.
Very
it was good.
Cool.
But it's been a good week. It's been a good week. And you can talk about all these awesome things by joining us on Discord, everybody. Go to randomchat.com/Discord to join all this crazy conversation that we have. And it's just unbelievable. And for just a little bit extra a month, if you want to open up every channel, as well as just support us for the price of a cup of coffee, you can go to randomchat.com/Patreon and send us your donations there. You can also find us on Twitter. It's at DC Talk Pod, so make sure you're aware of that. I opened that up last week, so follow us on DC Talk Pod. And obviously, we will talk a little bit about Shazam here at the end, but we're going to go ahead and move on into our news. There is no DC TV news. There is zero DC Universe news. But that's okay, because we had a ton of that last week when at WonderCon. But there's a lot of other general news to talk about. The first thing is Michelle Pfeiffer apparently has not forgotten her Catwoman whip skills. I saw this little Instagram video, and I was like, okay. And I saw the old Catwoman, so I like that. Congratulations, Michelle Pfeiffer. It's just nothing newsworthy. It's just that'd be interesting to show. Aquaman 2 dropped a trailer this week on April 1st.
No, they didn't. It wasn't.
that was perfect. Outside of the Deadpool marketing, that was absolutely perfect marketing.
And for reasons we will discuss shortly, it was actually rather appropriate.
Yes, it really was.
It
for those
really
who have
was.
Not seen that trailer, it's like a 27-second trailer. It says Aquaman 2 is coming, or the King is coming, or whatever, and it crosses out King, and Shazam drops through and crosses it out and says the kid is it was a really funny trailer.
Yeah,
I appreciated
awesome.
Warner Brothers doing that. By the way, so this isn't in here, but did you hear that the person who's lobbying for Plastic Man to be the DC's version of Deadpool?
No, I didn't hear that. But
I did.
I
could see it.
I can totally see it. I mean, and then if we could get him to team up with Ralph, that would just be
perfect.
Way too much inappropriateness.
Yes, it really would. But you know, that's not the only big news that we got this week.
No,
we also
it's
had
not.
The first poster. Now, I'm going to come across this as a little negative, but that's okay. That's me. DC released the Joker's movie poster. I
mm-hmm.
loved the poster. I thought it was very good. I'm looking forward to it with Joaquin Phoenix
coming
in October. And along with the poster, they also released a trailer for the movie.
Yes.
Now, let's park here for a second. Carrie, what did you think about the trailer that dropped?
I thought it was interesting. I thought... aside from a couple of mentions of Gotham in the trailer, this could have been a movie for just a generic... This could have been a trailer for just some kind of generic guy who, you know, is finally pushed too far and decides to
go nuts
with clown makeup on. It's not to say that it's bad. And that I'm not still looking forward to this movie, but it could be a DC movie, or it could not at this point.
Right. I watched this trailer probably about 10 or 15 times. just because. So here's my general consensus about it. It doesn't make me more excited, but it doesn't make me less excited. I'm still kind of like, okay. Cool. We got a trailer for me. I'm going to see it. I'm excited about this movie. I'm going to see it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the rumblings have been, why is DC going back dark in their movies again with this one? And I said, well, and here's your answer to that. And DC has already come out and said that, yes, we are doing our own thing. However, the Batman movie and the Joker movie will be two of the darker movies that are coming out.
Which
well,
is
haven't
as it
they
should
are-
be.
Right. Well, haven't they already been dark? Well, yeah, but you're talking disturbing dark on these two.
Okay.
But it seems like they're changing their moods You kind of saw the turn of that with Justice League, because you kind of saw the, it was a lighter kind of a tone on some parts.
There was definitely more comedy in Justice right. League than there was.
And then you, that carried over with Aquaman, and then kind of, and it carried over in Shazam, so
definitely
they're getting that lighter
Shazam.
Tone. Uh-huh. So they're still going to have, they're still going to have their darker movies. And these, and that you can't really tell a Joker story without being a dark story. You kind of have to have that darkness to it.
Oh yeah.
And then you have to have that brooding Batman darkness as well. His first mm-hmm. year.
Right.
But I'm okay with it. I'm okay.
I'm okay with it too.
Yeah.
And I'm interested to see where this goes.
I am too. So hopefully we'll get some more information about it. I'm looking forward to it. So we'll see when it gets there. But so we saw about talk about Joker. Apparently Batman met somebody else too. The first reviews for Batman versus the Ninja Turtles movie came in, and they are very, very pleasant.
Yay!
IGN wrote an article. Yep, IGN wrote an article and said that it is again kind of what you said. We didn't think that's what we needed, but we got it and it's what we needed.
Yeah, I totally didn't, this is the movie I totally didn't know I wanted until I saw
yep.
the trailer.
So I'm excited about it. I can't wait till it comes out. I can't remember when it comes out. But I'll tell you what, I'll look that up.
I think it comes out next month, maybe.
I think so too. But what are the news that we got? And I'll look up that one because there's another one I wanted to look up as well.
Okay, so apparently, Suicide Squad has removed Deadshot from the character roster. For the new movie, that this does not mean that Idris Elba will not be in the movie. Idris Elba is still going to be in the movie, but apparently he's going to be playing someone else, and they have not said yet who he is going to be playing. So that is definitely interesting.
I'm glad he's going to be in the show.
Yes,
by the way,
me too. I am fully on board with whatever Idris Elba wants to do. They have said that Viola Davis is going to return as Amanda Waller in
Ooh.
The new Suicide Squad movie. So that is interesting. I loved hating her as Amanda Waller. So that I will continue to love hating her.
Even more.
And in addition to this, Joel Kinnaman is also apparently going to be returning. For the new Suicide Squad movie as well. And he was Rick Flagg in the first movie. So that's going to be interesting. And he can come back and be on screen in whatever role he wants to be in because, hi. I'm not the type of person to do the Lizzie-esque hello boyfriend thing, but I'm just
no. We already saw Lizzie on Doom Patrol this week.
Yeah, we did. Hi. Yeah, Joel. If Joel Kinnaman wants to be in the next Suicide Squad movie, he can be in the next Suicide Squad movie. It's fine with me. Okay, and then moving away from Suicide Squad. So apparently the Russo brothers have said never say never when it comes to possibly doing a DC movie, which would be nice. I would love to see them get their hands on a DC property. I'm not sure what.
That's what I was going to ask you. Which one do you think they would fit in the well to?
Well, okay, so if James Gunn is doing Suicide Squad, I would almost like to see them maybe do Green Lantern.
I can see that. I would rather them do Green Lantern over a Justice League movie.
You know what? I think I wouldn't mind them doing Justice League, but I think there would be too many comparisons to Avengers if they did that.
Yes.
But I think that I think they have shown with the Avengers movies that they are fully capable of handling something on the scale of bringing Darkseid into the DCU.
Yep. I would start them off on. I know this sounds weird and saying like because like they can't do it. Apparently, that's not what I mean. But I would start them off on something small, which light Green Lantern.
Well, Green Lantern though can be kind of big because lanterns are, you know, galaxy wide, so that could be interesting.
Yeah.
And then to round up our news for this week, Shazam has opened at number one with a total of $51 million. So that puts you on the board for the movie draft, right?
Yeah, I'm finally. I don't know if I'm. I know I should be ahead right now, until Endgame comes out, and then Fred's gonna take me out.
Yeah.
But then again, he's probably going to. Of course, he's gonna cap at 400. Let's be honest. In his like second
it's 350.
Weekend,
it's 350 now.
Okay, 350. In his second weekend, he's going to cap.
Oh yeah.
And he blew a ton of money, so there is still a chance that I could always.
That is true.
Pull it out with Shazam. And I have a couple other ones, so I'm down with that. What's the other one I have? Was it Secret Life of Pets 2?
Maybe? I
don't know. I saw a trailer for that before Shazam.
Oh, me too.
Funny.
That was funny.
It's pretty funny. I liked
it. Did you get the one with the rabbit?
Yeah, the rabbit just sitting on the railing, like flying.
That was funny.
Oh, that's cool.
That was funny. All right. Well, I think for our news.
Yeah.
Did you
did.
Find
so
the
Batman vs. Ninja Turtles will come out on DVD and Blu-ray June the 4th.
Okay, June 4th.
It's going to come out digitally before that, obviously.
Okay, obviously.
But it'll be DVD June 4th, and then Justice League versus Fatal 5 comes out April. It's already out on
digital.
But it's coming out on DVD Blu-ray April 16th, so that'll be next week, which
awesome.
I'm excited about. I always buy the DVDs as well, so I'm down with that mess.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's move on in then to our DC TV discussion. Supergirl, Season 4, Episode 17, All About Eve. Strike first, strike hard, no mercy. All right. Supergirl must deal with the destructive aftermath of Lex's nefarious plans. Shocked at what Lex has created, Supergirl faces her biggest challenge yet.
So, Black K side effects, lovely.
Yeah.
I wonder if Lex is experiencing any side effects, or if he's like forced himself to get used to it.
Maybe he made himself a duplicate and he's hiding him somewhere.
Nah, I don't think so.
Oh, he could. So we go back to DEO and they find out that the president has sent every other agency out. But the DEO.
Because that's not suspicious at all.
Right. I think he's hiding something. I definitely think he's in it with Lex.
Yeah, I agree. I think Lex has been playing everyone like a symphony this entire season. As
yes.
we found out 2 weeks ago. And it's going to be very interesting to see what happens for the rest of this season.
Yes. I had a theory on here, and I'm gonna explain why my theory. Of course, it's probably been proven wrong for sure.
Uh-oh.
It was right at the beginning of the episode when Supergirl stops by the DEO with donuts, and says that she wants to help. My theory was that she was actually the Red Supergirl at the beginning, and here's why I said that.
Mm-hmm.
Because I watched her the entire time, and her ears were always covered.
Okay.
So I thought, okay, I wonder if she. If she her ears are covered and she's got the earrings on, that's why she's covering her ears right now. The ones that Lex gave her. So it was just kind of a weird theory. I was like, that'd be a really interesting way for her to show up at the DEO nobody know.
That could be interesting, but I don't think so. I think that was
right.
I think that was Kara's peace offering to get some help or to offer help dealing with Lex.
I want a donut.
Sorry.
That's all I know is I want a donut.
Yeah, me too. Let's see.
Let's talk about James.
Yeah, he's not fine.
No, he was really cold to his sister. He
Well,
is.
this is a lot of PTSD, and to find out that no, it wasn't Manchester, it was Lex yet again trying to kill him.
And Eve's the one who took the shot.
And Eve's the one who took the shot. That's not helping.
He's a heck. Listen, Eve's a heck of a shot to be able to hit James.
Yeah. And it's going that's go he's going to be suffering from some kind of BOP PTSD and stuff. So, I mean,
And the season's getting close to being done because that was episode 17, so they've only got, what, 5 episodes left. So it's interesting to see all these shows that have about 5 episodes left on them to see how they're going to start wrapping things up
But
for the season.
they've been packing a lot of stuff into the episodes too, so.
They have.
So that's good. Let's see. Nice to see Lena, Supergirl, and Alex working together.
It
I
is.
hope that this survives Kara telling them the truth, because I think at this point she's going to have to tell them the truth. Well, and I mean both
Really?
of them.
That you think she's going to tell them that she is Supergirl?
Yeah, I think she's going to have to. Either that or, well, I was gonna say Jean might undo the mind wipe, but he's kind of off planet right now, which
Thanks, John.
that's I get that he had stuff to do, but that was really crappy timing.
Yes, it was. I am glad though he got his anger out and he
Oh yeah.
accepted
Oh yeah.
what he had finally done, and he was willing to pay the consequences, which is to lose the
To lose his his planet's holy text,
right.
which is
He'll
fun.
get it back.
Yeah, or someone will come up, will pick them up. I think maybe Magan,
She's off planet right now too.
but
She's
she's on
back on
Mars.
Mars.
Yeah, and he's
I
taking
would
them
love
to
for them to
he's
bring her
taking them to
back.
Mars, isn't he?
Right. I think so, yeah. I would love for her to come back on the show.
That would be awesome. But yeah, holy hallucinations, Jean.
Yeah, he was having some
That
rough
was on
times.
that w he was having some rough times. And I it was nice to see Marin back though.
It
That was really
was.
cool.
I think somebody's been listening to a little too much vinyl. Have
You
heard
you can't
voices
get
in
you
his
can't
head.
get you can't get you can't get away from that now, can you?
No, I really can't. I mean, just sticks the thing in his ear. Oh, all right.
Okay.
So Lockwood, let's talk about Lockwood for a second, because a couple things I think happened with Lockwood.
Yeah.
I do have a theory that he's going to end up turning at the end.
You know
Not
what? I
100%,
think
but
you're.
I
I
don't
think.
think he's going to be 100%, but I think he's going to be enough that he is going to fight for them.
Yeah, I think. I think you're a little more optimistic about it than I am. I, especially seeing the preview for the next episode, I think that he does see that there is something
Amiss.
not right going on. But I'm not sure that that's going to be enough to get him all the way over to our side.
You don't think so?
No. I mean, it might be enough for him to help the good guys, but I'm not sure that's going to be enough to sway him about aliens not all being bad.
Yeah, that's why I said I don't think he's going to go completely good, but I
Yeah.
think he's going to be good enough where he can live with them.
Maybe.
You know, kind of like you stay on your side, I'll stay on my side, kind of a live with them.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else
Well,
do we
at
have
least,
for
well,
Supergirl?
well, so at least this got Haley on Supergirl's side, maybe.
I was really glad to see Haley. I still think she is hiding something though. I just
I
don't know
agree.
what.
I just don't know what it is.
I still think the hiding is she is an alien somehow. And she just hasn't said anything.
Maybe. Maybe that could be interesting.
Well, anything else for Supergirl?
No, I don't think so.
All right, and as we're recording this, there is no Supergirl tonight here on April 7th. It won't be back until, I believe, the 14th.
Maybe
14th or the 21st. Anyways, yeah. It'll be back.
It'll be back.
One of those days.
Okay, so Legends of Tomorrow, Season 5, Episode 16, Lucha de Apuestas. Don't do that.
Let's get ready to rumble.
That's better.
Okay.
Okay. So when the legends hear that Mona has let a fugitive go, they must head to 1961 Mexico City to clean up her mess. Mona tries to convince the legends and the Bureau that the people responsible for releasing the fugitive were some mysterious men in black and not her.
Will Smith.
With no evidence to back up her theory, the legends must decide whether if they should trust her or go against the Bureau. Meanwhile, Nate and Zari go on a recon mission to find out what Hank might be hiding from everyone. Poor Gary.
He's got flashed again.
He got flashed again. He couldn't remember what happened to his nipple.
He's like, "Where is my nipple?"
That got kind of into the uncomfortable territory. But okay.
Bless his heart.
Poor
Gary. Can't we not get more Gary?
I think we have enough Gary at the moment.
No. And then we have. What's his name? Nate creating a Cars to Save. No, not Nate.
Ray.
Oh, Ray creating the game Cars to Save the Timeline game.
I think I would rather watch them play Cards Against Humanity, but they can't do that on the CW.
That's right. So they'll just play Cars to Save the Timeline. Oh. So they try to go find Mona.
Yeah.
And. Good job, Mona.
You seriously didn't know the wrestling was fake?
No.
Really?
Hey, no, I did. Hey, wrestling's on tonight. WrestleMania's on tonight.
I haven't watched WrestleMania in years.
I know. I thought about getting back into it, but then I realized I have to watch Constantine, so I don't have time for that.
Yeah, I just don't have time to watch the wrestling.
Well, once my favorite wrestler resigned and left the WWE unexpectedly, I said, you know what? I'm out. Peace.
Mm.
So, and let's talk about Mick.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Mick. Good job, Mick. Except for the part where he was actually trying to kill Mona.
He just runs around the side. Boom. And he's, did you even look to make sure she was there before you shot?
No, of course not. But I mean, then he finds out that he almost killed a fan, which is. Kind of awesome, and
I know.
And disturbing, and you said, disturbing that his book is a source of reason.
Yeah, I agree. The very fact that his book is the source of reason on the show is very scary.
Yes, the idea that that Mick is the source of reason for at all is
makes the show
kind of scary.
Much better.
Yes, agreed.
Let's see. What else do we have for this episode?
Going back to the wrestling match for a second. So the title of this episode has a double meaning.
Okay.
The loser of the match gets unmasked, and
okay.
Hank's conspiracy is going to get unmasked. If not this episode, obviously, but soon.
Dum dum dum
dum dum dum.
That was, the wrestling match was very, I was expecting a little more wrestling, but I'm okay.
Me too, and I was actually kind of expecting Mick and Ray to take their places.
That'd be so funny.
Because why not?
That would have been completely worth it.
It would have been, yes.
And then, moving on to Ava and Sarah, I kind of saw them parting ways. I just wondering how soon it was going to be.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's I'm not sure that's permanent, but we shall see.
We shall.
And speaking of relationships, I have a feeling that Zari and Nate may get together by the end of the season.
Oh, they have been signaling that since like the beginning of the season, so there's no doubt. they have definitely been signaling, well, ever since they found the shapeshifter.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe this is what gets Nate back onto the team, because I
kind of miss him on the team.
I do too. I can't see him staying around the bureau once they finish up dealing with whatever Hank has gotten himself involved with.
Well, there's that, but then Gary. But then I love the interaction between Gary and Nate.
Me too, but I really wish they were. I really want to see less of the bureaucracy and more of just the legends doing what they do best, which is, you know,
saving the timeline,
going around saving the timeline, and not completely screwing up all the time.
That's right. So, anything else then besides?
Okay, so my sticky point, and this is where I agree with Sarah, is like, you know, I don't care what the semantics are, but all of history is not just human history.
This is the problem
they've been kind of driving home with, you know, Supergirl and Legends this season is just, you know, yeah, okay, history basically is his story, and basically just is, you know, everything that is written down since humans started writing, but in the context of time travel and in the context of the larger galaxy and the larger universe, it can't just mean all of human history, because it's not.
That's true.
It shouldn't be.
Right.
It's very narrow-minded to think, and kind of arrogant to think that we are just dealing with human history at this point.
Okay.
That's just my opinion. Also, I knew Mother was magical.
She just werewolfed somebody.
She just eviscerated someone. She ate someone. It was great.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know,
I love that Mick was the one to find her too. That was kind of fun. It's like, oh, maybe I should have killed her or not.
She just, I didn't expect it. So you called that one right. I didn't know that's what she was going to do.
I didn't realize that she was going to do that. But I had
so
a feeling
sad, though that they killed her man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's all have a moment of silence in honor of her man.
For Konami.
All right, moving on then. So
moving on.
Moving on. Anything else with...
No, I think that's it.
All right, Legends of Tomorrow is back. It comes on tomorrow. You know what? I looked on my app to find out if I have anything to watch tonight, and I said, you know what? I don't have anything. There's nothing coming on tonight. No more Walking Dead this season. No Supergirl. I don't have anything until Legends of Tomorrow, which I'll be able to watch till Tuesday. Because of Hulu.
Yeah. Good so, for us.
All right, moving on then to our final one of Doom Patrol, Season 1, Episode 8, Danny Patrol. A sentient teleporting street named Danny is being hunted by the Secret Bureau of Normalcy and needs help from Niles, but gets Vic and Larry instead. Oh, boy. Meanwhile, Rita and Cliff try to help Jane, which they did not play that story out more than they should have.
they kind of broke Jane. But I know she's
Jane
not listening, but oh my God, Karen is totally Lizzie. Karen is Lizzie if she were, you know, a little more psychotic.
We need to get Lizzie to watch that clip. Just the beginning. So this girl, okay, that Jane is playing, I can't remember her name now.
Karen.
Karen, okay. So that's right, you just said that. So Karen, she's the epitome of a 90s rom-com
loving
So it was with the
obsession about her boyfriend and the ability to make everyone love her.
That's true.
Which is all really, really psychotic. And and as soon as Rita described that, I was like, "Holy crap, that's Lizzie!"
But psycho. It was amazing. It's okay, Lizzie.
Lizzie, if you're listening, I love you.
We do. We do.
We love you. We love you, and we're sorry. But
ask us some time, and we'll show you that clip.
Yeah.
And I just stop asking myself why we have unusual openings anymore on this show.
Why do you question anything with this show anymore? Because it's all bleaked.
I just don't even expect realism, or I don't even expect, you know, just
I don't even expect anything to make sense on this show anymore.
Right. So generally in this episode, what happened is there is a person named Danny the Street that is being hunted by what we call the Bureau of Normalcy that goes around, and he always teleports himself, but picking up people that are ostracized, I guess you would say, in society, and giving them a place to call home.
Mm-hmm.
But he's always on the run because he's being hunted by a bureau. And the
thing that makes him happy is the perpetual party, which was awesome.
There was a huge party.
There was a good huge job, party.
Good job, trainer, on singing.
Yes, good job, Larry. Beware of boxes randomly left on your doorstep, especially if they contain cakes. But this one's okay, I guess. I do love the concept of Danny the Street. I thought that was just awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Yeah, and I mean this in the best way possible. Larry and Vic basically followed a cake to RuPaul's Drag Race, which was awesome. I mean that in the best possible sense. It was great.
No, it was definitely a good episode. It wasn't my favorite episode, but it was definitely one of the good ones.
Yeah.
It definitely wasn't my favorite one. But I've had a few. I think the second episode is still my favorite, where Cliff is chasing the donkey around and cursing at the donkey. That's probably my favorite episode still.
Yes.
And then Jane going all mental in this one was pretty funny too.
But also this episode gave Cliff a chance to, you know, kind of unwind and dance. He was dancing with the kid in the robot suit, which was cool.
And it helped him.
It did help him.
And in the end, everybody breaks Jane.
Everyone breaks Jane. It's probably not so good.
Right. Short-circuited. Who knows what's going to happen next?
I don't know.
But it was an interesting episode.
Interesting, yes.
Anything else about this episode?
No,
then?
I don't think so.
All right. Well, there's No Arrow. That returns April 15th. Flash returns the 16th, and Gotham comes back with one of the last two episodes on April 18th.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a week until these shows come back. But is there anything else about Doom Patrol or Legends of Tomorrow or Supergirl that you want to talk about?
No, I don't think so. I have to roll my eyes really hard at Eric right now, though.
Why?
Go check the memes.
Oh, his Discord, his puns.
Yeah.
Bless his heart. All right, well, if that's all the TV news, we're going to go ahead. This is spoiler territory. This is your warning. If I can get a sound clip, I'll put a sound clip in here. If I can't, it's okay. This is your spoiler warning. We're going to talk about Shazam because we both had the opportunity to go see that this week. And so this is your warning in 3, 2, 1, Shazam.
Holy crap, that was a good movie. That was so much fun.
That was a very good movie. I was so... I loved all the Superman and Batman, and just it was good.
Yeah, so let's get right to the to what we alluded to. Let's start with the end, because let's get right back to the thing I alluded to earlier, which was... how appropriate it was that they were making fun of Aquaman in the April
that
Fool's trailer when they were making, and then they turn around and start making fun of Aquaman in the end credit scene. That was so appropriate right there.
Why wouldn't I want to talk to fish?
I half expected Jason Momoa to show up.
I was waiting for
in the house.
the best
but,
scene.
Like, why would why would he know where Billy lives?
That'd be funny though. But
that would be funny.
We do know. So we do know though that Shazam is definitely on Superman and Batman's radar in the DC universe.
Yes.
Because of the end scene where he sat down and like, I am come to eat lunch with Fred.
Oh, and I brought another friend,
and then he turns like, and then the screen just
goes
like.
That's what they were. I think that's what they were trying to get Henry Cavill for. And I mean, I thought I was totally fine with not seeing his face. Just you know, having him walk in was perfect.
Was great. I loved that part. I loved it. I loved all the references to Superman and Batman with the Batarangs and the Superman
and the
bullet,
that,
and he
and
just
the
drops
you
like.
And
darn
the fact that
these
Freddy
big
was,
man hands.
And the fact that Freddy was wearing an Aquaman t-shirt half the time.
That was funny.
Too. Like, that was awesome. Like, very, very much in-universe jokes. It's great. It was great.
And most of the backpacks were Batman backpacks at the school.
Yes. Yes, and Freddy was always wearing either Batman or Superman most of the time. Or Aquaman.
Right.
So that was really cool. I think my biggest question, especially knowing that they had to change his name for the movies and such, is what are people going to call him and his siblings? Because they can't call themselves Shazam.
Right.
If they call themselves Shazam, they revert back to their normal selves.
Let me ask you. Now, I'm not fully into the Shazam comics.
Okay.
Which is okay, because I'm actually going to start reading them now.
Okay.
But what? So, even if he says it just in passing, like, hey, who are you? Well, my name is Shazam. Does he automatically transform?
Yes.
Or is it he has to have his will to say it? Like, so he my intention in saying this is for that to happen, or just saying, hey, this is my name. Does he just transform? Or does he have to have, like, the intent inside in order for it to happen? Like, he has to reach in with his heart kind of thing.
No, I think he just has to say the name. I mean, as far as I know, that's how it's always been in the comics. Is he just has to say Shazam, and he's Captain Marvel. I'm gonna refer to him as Captain Marvel for now, because you know that's the two different names.
I'm gonna start reading the comics, and I'll try to look for that, because I figured with the way the wizard said it was, you know, say my name and you know my powers will flow through you. And then he started talking about in your heart,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'll be. So I'm almost wondering if they were trying to say he can say his name is Shazam, but if his heart is and his intent and his will is bent toward getting his powers when he says his name, then he transforms.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, at least in a lot of the cartoon animated stuff I've seen, that's not how it works. He's like he's accidentally said Shazam in the middle of flight and started plummeting towards Earth.
Okay.
So,
it's cool, though. Either way.
Yeah. But also it becomes a question of what are they going to call his siblings now, because Freddy has pretty much always been Captain Marvel Jr. And Mary has always been Mary Marvel. And I believe Eugene is Marvel Boy.
Can they... Wait a minute. Did Marvel just buy the Captain Marvel name, or did they buy all of those ones too?
That I don't know. The other thing I was looking up some stuff on Wikipedia after I got home from the movie is that he's also been referred to as Captain Thunder.
Okay,
which could work.
Well, let's.
They have some time between now and whenever the next movie comes out to figure out what they're going to do and how they're going to handle that. The other two kids have never had superhero names, as far as I know. I'm not even familiar with the other two. Where I'm outside of Mary and Freddie, I'm not really familiar with the other kids.
Okay. I might have to look it up this week.
Okay.
So how much of Captain Marvel does Marvel actually own?
Yeah.
Because that would be an interesting question, because if for some reason they can say Mary Marvel or Marvel Boy and that kind of thing, and his name would still be Shazam, that would be okay. Because I don't know if they just bought the rights to the name Captain Marvel or not.
Yeah. Again, though, if he says if he can't actually ever say what his name is, if his name is actually Shazam.
Okay.
Because if he says Shazam, he goes back to being Billy.
Okay.
So that's gonna be an interesting sticky point with this whole kerfuffle with who gets the rights to the name. And honestly, I'm okay either way, as long as they say what the rules are, at least in the movie universe.
Okay.
Because here's the other thing here's the other thing I was reading up today is that Mary used to be Billy's long lost twin sister,
Right. I noticed that.
but they changed that. I don't remember if they changed it for the New 52 or if they changed it prior to that.
I think it was prior.
Because now she's older than him.
Right, that was very interesting. So one of the things I want to bring up that I kind of talked about a little bit in the spoiler channel too was, I understand, I think they were trying to get her set up for maybe a sequel and that kind of thing.
Oh
But
yeah, I think
we
they were definitely trying to get the kids all ready for the next sequel, for the
Right,
next
but
movie.
they definitely did not they definitely did not use her as much as I thought they were going to.
Yeah.
Which is kind of odd, because they could, it's like they almost kind of like built her character up and then just kind of just let her flop around.
And it's weird because I had seen rumblings that they were going to use Mary more, or that they were going to make Mary have a bigger role in the movie, but I didn't really see that. That didn't really
Right,
come
I didn't
across in the
either.
movie.
It didn't. It didn't. What'd you think of the villain?
I thought he was cool. I'm not familiar as much with Dr. Sivana as I am with Black Adam, and that which is to say, I'm not familiar with either of them. Although I've just seen Black Adam more, and I do like that they gave Black Adam a nod, because
That
they
movie's
did they did
coming.
that movie is coming, and apparently The Rock has staked a claim on wanting to be Black Adam, which would be awesome.
Well, The Rock has also said that he expects filming to begin on that movie next year.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
So I dig that. And we all know that Sylvano and Black Adam and Mr. Mind always kind of work together in the same kind of hemisphere together
Yeah, and
throughout the
I think
comics.
Mr. Mind was the caterpillar, right?
Right, he was the caterpillar in the end.
Okay. Cool.
So anything else about the movie that you really, I thought the story was very good. I liked the whole foster care family theme they were really
Yeah.
pushing. I enjoyed that.
Well,
I thought it was the
that's
right
been
amount of I thought it was the right amount of comedy. And not too over. See, to me, okay. So one of the biggest beefs I have with the MCU, and this just is just me, I feel like there's more comedy, and it doesn't feel like there's enough stakes in the movies. That's how I feel when I watch it
Yeah.
sometimes. I feel like there's an over amount use of comedy. I don't think this one is. I think this was good. I know it's rated PG-13. There's definitely more language in it
Yeah.
than normal, but I don't think it's any more language than the MCU. As far as the frequency of it, probably, but as far as the amount total used, I think it's a typical MCU movie.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. You mean DCU movie?
Well, I think it's the same amount as a typical Marvel movie.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
But I do think it's I think it's I think it was a good movie. It's a good lighthearted movie. I think they're still moving. I think ever since Justice League, I feel like they're moving in the right direction.
Yeah,
With Justice
yeah.
League, then Aquaman, then Shazam. I'm just hoping that Joker doesn't turn around and kind of swat them again.
Right, right.
So, but what else did you like about this movie?
I did like the humor. I mean, these are all teenagers, except for the little one, the two little ones. I love Darla. She's awesome.
I'm a good big sister. Well, I mean, or not big sister. I'm a good sister because I kept the secret.
yes. Although I would be more suspicious. I would have been suspicious a lot sooner about her not talking.
Yeah, it's interesting though that they let him drop the secret that quickly.
Well, with her or
no, with general, with everybody. I mean, I'm okay with it. It's interesting.
Okay. Well, he didn't really drop it with everyone. He dropped it to Freddy because because Freddy knows more about superheroes than Billy does. He dropped it with Darla because Darla happened to be in the room. And then Mary figured it out.
Right.
And also Savannah was coming after them to get to Billy. So that didn't help.
No. I did enjoy the where he's running through the toy store like, get him, Batman, and he threw Batman at him, and just silly little stupid nods like that. And when he's learning his powers, he's like, he's charging up phones, he's getting money out of the ATM, he's
post everything on YouTube,
and just I mean just generally it's taking selfies, taking, you know, saving convenience stores to getting habanero beef jerky for free, and it's so funny that they both like take a drink of the beer and then they spit it out and then they go back in and get like Red Bulls and just regular kid stuff. It was just so funny.
They must have gotten some subpar beer because I've never had that reaction to beer, except when I'm drinking, you know, a dark beer like a stout or Guinness or something like that. I'm not a fan of bitter.
Captain Sparkle stuff. Fingers, and it was such a good movie. It really was. I enjoyed seeing his redemption turn from I'm a 15-year-old boy with powers who's an arrogant person to I'm gonna be a good superhero now. I'm gonna do this thing the right way.
Well, I never saw him as really arrogant. I saw him as he was a teenager who he really had no idea what he was trying to do, and he wasn't really wanting to get involved except that he did. And It was showing. He spent a lot of the movie discovering why Shazam picked him.
Yeah. But all in all, so if you were to,
are you gonna spring a rating system on me?
Yes, if you were to give this rating system 1 out of 10 glitter bombs from the booty club, how many glitter bombs? Oh. That is hysterical because that's the way he's like, all right, I gotta think, and then then we can leave, and then all of a sudden, because I knew when they said think of a place you want to go and transport yourself, I'm thinking no, he's not, and then when they do, and I'm like, no, I knew it was gonna happen, and they run out, and Mary looked at him like, really, that's the one place you think about to get
again,
us out of trouble.
Again, teenage boy.
Right. It's just so funny. And then Freddy walks out after all of them. He's like, I'm out of money. I'm out of ones. You were only here for like 5 minutes. Dude, I'm out of ones. And then a little girl, she says, she got glitter on. They got glitter in there?
No.
Oh. No, let's go.
They have to leave now.
We had to leave. So, all right. So let's give this 1 out of 10 glitter bombs, Carrie.
I'm gonna give it an 8.5 glitter bombs.
I'm gonna give this mess a 9. If you have not seen this, now I don't give out 9s very very often, but man, this movie was it. I can't wait for this movie to come out on DVD because I'm gonna show my wife. I think she'll like it. I think she will. So, well, Carrie, is that it then?
I think that's it.
All right. Hey, listen, you guys, go leave us a review. By the way, we don't have any listener feedback and reviews and that kind of thing. Y'all leave us a review, all right, on the show. And I'm kind of skipping around here. Leave us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. We'll read your review on the air. I listen to my podcast on CastBox. So I noticed we have some subscribers on CastBox. Leave us a comment in the section, and we'll read that comment online as well on the next podcast. But before all that, before you spread the word and support us, we do want to hear from you. How so, Carrie?
You can email us at dctalk@randomchatter.com. You can find us on Twitter at randomchatter or at our show account, which is DC Talk Pod. You can find me at Carrie Blackfire 42. That's K-E-R-I Blackfire 42. Mike, where can we find you?
You can find me at the DC Fanboy. That's at the DC _Fanboy.
And you can find all of our shows over at randomchatter.com. And then, finally, the music you hear in this podcast is Shotgun Senorita by Blue Stolly, and As Silly as the Sentence Sounds, all trademarks are owned by their respective owners. And until next time, guys,
glitter
Shazam!
Bombs.